So to conclude this, the difference is, it isn't that what we're talking about. So in conclusion of this, we need to know that it isn't when Paul, as you said, it's so important to get this distinction, is speaking against the law. He's talking about justification. We are justified through Christ Jesus to be one with God. We're not justified to sin, you know, willy-nilly, wherever we go on our walk in Christ. There's no justification for it in the sense of we're sanctioning it, go ahead and do it. Yes, it's been justified. Every sin is paid for. It's a forever situation. You think that would cause gratitude in people. Believers would be so grateful. I'm justified for things I haven't even done yet. I don't really want to do them, Lord. Keep me from doing them, because if I'm justified from everything, and Jesus was brutally beaten, unrecognizable for me, nailed on a cross, died for me, sacrificed for me, I really don't want to do those things. Not, wow, I can get away with anything. That's when there's no real relationship with God, where you really know Him. Because the one you really know, who's loved you first, and therefore you love Him, you do not want to hurt. It is not something you are desiring. And when we're willful, just like our own children, that will do the wrong thing on purpose sometimes because they just, you know, mommy's not going to tell me what to do, or daddy's not going to tell me what to do. I'm just going to do what I want to do. As they grow up, they realize that you don't want them to do that because you love them. And the desire to rebel is not as alluring as the desire to honor. And that's where we want to be as Christians. And he says this, and I think this is amazing, because this is where people are stopping. They give a portion of scripture or a portion of the truth of his word, and they run with it like it's all of it, like it's the full counsel of God, like it's the fullness of God. And it isn't. Any portion just pulled out for its own sake to justify behavior, justify a doctrine, justify a belief, is denying truth. Partial truth is no truth, because if you take a piece of it and then you twist it whichever way you want afterwards, instead of including what he said afterwards, you might as well just out and out lie. So this is what he says. I think this is amazing because it's related to what people running who are running from the law, running from condemnation, because they don't realize they're not condemned anymore. If you're not condemned anymore, why would you want to do something that puts you back in bondage? Not to, I no longer belong to God. We're not talking about that. Not to, I'm now not justified by Jesus. No. Now you're going to be living in sin again. A slave to what you were freed from. That's what we're talking about. It's the life that we live. We're justified to life. Not to sin. And this is what he says in 2 Corinthians 3:7. Actually, 2 Corinthians 3:6. Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. Now that word is even used in there. But people are calling new covenant, meaning the rest of the Bible, the Old Testament, it's all nothing. It's garbage. No, it all led up to this. It's one whole story. A love letter of God. Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, obviously the Ten Commandments, right, was glorious. It doesn't say it was garbage. It was glorious. So that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away. So even that glory was